that the things they're hearing are true or false, and then report that information to the audience as soon as it's been clarified, not prior to that, but not getting the order mixed up, which is so important and one of the primary jobs of someone who has the privilege to be on the microphones of radio stations is not to speculate into microphones.
Greetings, this is Stephen Merritt, and I apparently on WGXC Accra, which I think of as WGXC Hudson, but I don't know. I've never been to Accra.
Sapper, host of Overlooked, WGXC's excursion into underheard and overlooked music. Overlooked is now on fourth Tuesday of each month from 12 p.m. to 2 p.m. Each show is themed, connecting disparate types of music in new and uncharted ways. That's Overlooked, 12 to 2 on Tuesdays.
Hey man, I haven't seen you around for a while. Where you been? Oh, you know, I just been woodshedding. Oh, yeah, where's that? Oh, out in the woodshed. Oh, cool, dude, cool. What you working on? Oh, you want to check it out? Yeah, I got it on my mini disc player. Oh, yeah, let me hear it. Yeah, that's something I've been working on out in the woodshed. Oh, yeah, I like that sound, man. Hold on, let me play you something I got on my new DAT. Yeah, it's a DAT player. I've been working on it outside in the garage. Hold on, let me get it for you. Okay, put your headphones into this magic. that sounds eerily similar, but I really like it. Yeah, hopefully we can play together sometime so we can gang up on some serious power chords. Like this one? What about this one? Yeah, I like that one. We'll see you around, man. Battlefield Earth, every Tuesday night from 10 p.m. till midnight. Tune in.
WGXE underwriting support has been provided by Dedicated Presentation Solutions. Allow DPS to turn your audiovisual how-do-eyes into here's-how-you-cans. Visit DedicatedPresentation.com or call 845-475-8465 for more information. Dedicated Presentation Solutions, your audiovisual partner.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Peter Brauch of Midland Park, New Jersey. WGXC's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. You too can become a sustaining supporter by going to wgxc.org/donate and designating an amount of your choosing. Thank you for your support.
You're listening to Transmission Arts Programming on WGXC 90.7 FM.
From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC News Update. Greta Jackson reports in the Berkshire Eagle that Donald Trump's big lie about the 2020 presidential election is having real effects on local election officials. In Western Massachusetts, election officials are being overwhelmed with requests for information about serial numbers of voting machines, voter ID numbers, and other issues. Lenox Town Clerk Kerry Sullivan said, and I quote, "I don't know how many different ways they want this information. It's the same numbers. They aren't going to change. What are you trying to accomplish by creating all this extra work for people? We're not hiding anything," end quote. The election information requests are being made around the country, fueled by Trump's lie that the 2020 election was full of fraud and stolen from the former president. The election was fair, as over 60 lawsuits were filed in the courts. Williamstown Town Clerk Nicole Beverly said, and I quote, "They are looking for very specific reports that, unless you have a certain type of software, we don't have the capacity to produce those reports," end quote. Great Barrington Town Clerk Jennifer Messina said, and I quote, "It's getting old. We've got big things on our plate right now," end quote. Messina said about the upcoming elections, and I quote, "We don't have time for this. It feels like they are threats," end quote. Documents about federal elections must be kept for 22 months, so the influx of information requests may end soon, or not, as many of the messages demand that the election information be retained longer. Messina said, and I quote, "They are basically saying they might take us to court. They are telling us we should not throw it away," end quote. Messina sent those emails to the town council for legal review. And you can read more about this story in the Berkshire Eagle. Joshua Solomon reports in the Times Union that Republican candidate for Governor Lee Zeldin is playing a game of political chicken with Governor Kathy Hochul on debates before voting starts. After calling Hochul, and I quote, "scaredy cat," end quote, for not committing to a debate with him, now that Hochul has agreed to one debate, he is not clear whether he will participate. Republican Zeldin, who represents Long Island in the U.S. Congress, said during a virtual news conference on September 22nd, and I quote, "This offer of Kathy Hochul to just one debate at the end of October is a non-starter," end quote. He would not say plainly whether he would take part in the one debate Hochul agreed to. October 25th at Pace University, that would be broadcast by New York One and Spectrum News. Now a spokeswoman for Hochul's campaign is calling Zeldin chicken. Zeldin voted to overturn the results of the fair 2020 presidential election, and Hochul is currently facing controversy about paying more than other states for COVID-19 supplies to a campaign donor. Voting begins October 29th and continues through November 8th. And you can read the full story in the Times Union. WMYT reports that Albany County Schools are starting a program to add cameras to the red stop signs on school buses to capture images of the license plates of cars passing buses when they are picking up or dropping off children. Officials say nearly 50,000 cars illegally pass stop school buses in New York every day. Albany County is working with the bus patrol company on the initiative, with the company taking 60% of the collected $250 fines and the county getting the other 40%. The South Colony School District is the first to get the cameras, with two buses outfitted so far. And you can read the full story at the WMYT website. And that wraps up the WGXC news update. You can visit our website at WGXC.org for local weather updates, public meetings, a community calendar, or COVID-19 updates. And while you're there, please click on the donate button to become a WGXC sustaining supporter or make a one-time donation. From the WGXC newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a nice weekend.
Human traffickers, Governors DeSantis, Abbott, and Ducey follow an old racist playbook of the segregated South. I'm Amy Goodman, host of Democracy Now! With Dennis Moynihan in our weekly Breaking the Sound Barrier podcast. Several Republican governors have been rounding up migrants and asylum seekers, families in many cases, most if not all in the country legally, as they await immigration proceedings, and shipping them by bus and plane to liberal cities like New York, Chicago, and Washington, D.C. This state-sponsored internal displacement, intended to embarrass the Biden administration and inflame the Republican base, is racist, repugnant, and potentially criminal. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis fraudulently enticed close to 50 Venezuelan asylum seekers sheltering in San Antonio to board planes after being promised housing, employment, and money. Many were told they were going to Boston, and instead, after boarding two planes, were dumped at night on the Massachusetts island of Martha's Vineyard without advance notice to any local officials. DeSantis and these other Republican governors, including Texas's Greg Abbott and Arizona's Doug Ducey, didn't invent this charade. During the civil rights era, Southern white segregationists launched the Reverse Freedom Rides, busing African Americans north. That racist campaign failed. This new iteration, no less nakedly racist, might succeed if the public fails to hold accountable DeSantis, Abbott, Ducey, and any other shameless governors who join in. The Reverse Freedom Rides of 1962 were launched in response to the Freedom Rides, when activists rode buses into the Deep South to challenge the segregation of interstate busing still being enforced there. The Freedom Riders were met with hostility, violence, and jail from white Southerners, but their efforts achieved significant attention and genuine gains. The Reverse Freedom Rides displaced an estimated 200 to 300 African Americans, busing and stranding them in northern cities as well as Cape Cod.
We didn't really have anything. We just had our clothes and...
That's Betty Williams on the Boston public media outlet GBH in a documentary about being bused north as a child in 1962.
60 years ago, 1962, the White Citizens Council, which was an organization in the South and viewed themselves as more moderate than the Ku Klux Klan, but basically also a white supremacist organization.
So said Professor Mwalim Peters of the University of Massachusetts, Dartmouth, speaking on the Democracy Now! NewsHour. Peters is both African-American and a member of the Mashpee Wampanoag tribe, an indigenous nation native to Massachusetts and eastern Rhode Island.
And in efforts to humiliate, as they saw, northern Democrats, northern liberals, particularly the Kennedy family, this was a stunt pulled where they put impoverished people. This would be coming from Arkansas, Mississippi, the Carolinas, and Georgia, put impoverished people on buses and sent them directly to Main Street in Hyannis. The idea was, and told them that the Kennedys would be there to welcome you, and they were, you know, basically identical to the to what's happening now on Martha's Vineyard, where they were promised all sorts of things. In fact, some were even given money, and were sent up to Hyannis. And of course, this was an idea. The idea was to humiliate the, even as the clip you mentioned pointed out, the target was to humiliate the Kennedys, the NAACP, and the Urban League.
The Kennedy family had and still has a compound in Hyannis, hence the targeting of that small Cape Cod city in 1962. Today, Martha's Vineyard, just off the Cape Cod coast, accessed by passenger ferry from Hyannis, is a summer vacation destination for many prominent Democrats, including former Presidents Clinton and Obama. Governor Ron DeSantis knows this well, having attended Yale University in Connecticut, then Harvard Law School in Cambridge, Massachusetts. DeSantis may regret boasting he organized the flights from San Antonio to Martha's Vineyard. Bexar County Sheriff Javier Salazar, whose jurisdiction includes San Antonio, has launched a criminal investigation into the flights.
As we understand it, 48 migrants were lured, I will use the word lured, under false pretenses into staying at a hotel for a couple of days. They were taken by airplane. At a certain point, they were shuttled to an airplane where they were flown to Florida and then eventually flown to Martha's Vineyard, again, under false pretenses.
Several of the lured migrants, along with Alianza Americas, a network of migrant-led organizations, have filed a class-action lawsuit against DeSantis. The lawsuit offers shocking firsthand accounts of the deception. Several Democratic lawmakers, from members of Congress to California Governor Gavin Newsom, are calling on the Justice Department to investigate possible crimes, ranging from misuse of COVID relief funds to human trafficking, kidnapping, and racketeering. The U.S. Attorney for Massachusetts, Rachel Rollins, told the press, "We're looking into that case and we'll be speaking with members of the Department of Justice," she said. Using people fleeing desperate situations as political props and exacerbating their distress is cruel and dehumanizing. It was wrong in 1962 during the reverse freedom rides, and it's wrong now. Governors DeSantis, Abbott, and Ducey must be held accountable, and those seeking safe haven in this country must be protected. I'm Amy Goodman with Dennis Moynihan.
And now here's your WGXC weather update. Your forecast for the weekend. Well, on Saturday, it will be sunny with the temperature high near 67 degrees. Saturday night, mostly cloudy with the temperature low of around 46 degrees. And on Sunday, a chance of showers after 2 p.m. Otherwise, it will be partly sunny with the temperature high near 68 degrees. And Sunday night, a chance of showers, mostly cloudy, with a temperature low of around 53 degrees. And that is your weather update from WGXC 90.7 FM radio for open ears in Greene and Columbia counties.
Tune into all sorts of creative community voices on 90.7 FM on Saturday, September 24th, including at 9 a.m. It's time for the latest episode of the serial I Have Seen Niagara. At 10 a.m., turn on the news for a QAnon rally. 10:30, it's time for Joshua Freed to perform live from Brooklyn on Hudson Valley Frequencies with his Radio Wonderland dance party. At noon, after the local news, it's time for the countdown of new music from this week, including tracks from Spoon, Columbia County resident Chris Pellinet, and DJ Olive, among others. In My Room Radio's on at 1 with music from Kim Gordon, Oneida, and Negative Land. Ricardo Imari Robinson and Sadie Woods are the featured artists at 3 p.m. on the Radio Art Hour. Then Block Sickle is the featured artist on the Framework Show. That's composers working with field recordings at 6 p.m. Then hop on the Afrosonic Taxi at 8 with music from Salif Keita, Essence Kazo, and Angelique Kidjo on 90.7 FM WGXC.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Nora E. Edelman of Athens, New York. Sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about Creative Community Radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. You, too, can become a WGXC sustaining supporter by investing in community radio every month. Go to WGXC.org and click Donate. Thank you for your support.
WGXC believes in creative use of the airwaves. WGXC is a program division of the nonprofit arts organization Wave Farm, based in Acre, New York. We are the only station in the country to dedicate significant airtime to radio as an artistic medium. Tune in to transmission art and experimental sound programming overnight and on Saturdays, and hear artists from all over the world who sculpt and compose with the airwaves.
You're tuned to 90.7 FM, WGXC. Hands-on, listener-supported radio for Greene and Columbia counties.
All the German lights, this is it, the night of nights. No more rehearsing and nursing upon, we know every card by heart. All the German lights, this is it, we'll hit the heights. They know what heights we'll hit. On with the show, this is it.
Hello. This is Radio Degree Zero.
Next here is a recording from the band Stars Like Fleas from their 2008 album Early Riser. It was recorded live at Wave Farm. See if you can hear the Greene County birds singing along.
Next, we tune in the latest episode of the I Have Seen Niagara radio theater show from G. Lucas Crane and Rick Royer. The show airs Saturday mornings on the WGXC Morning Show between 9 and 10 a.m. and every early Wednesday night just after midnight.
This is Barbara with the Missing and Probably Dead podcast, the show that investigates mysterious missing person cases of people who are more than likely just dead somewhere. And this episode brings us to Niagara Falls, New York, for a story so fake that it has to be true.
You know, I don't sit around worrying about where I've been or where I'm going. I don't worry about the past. I just worry about the present, you know, presence. How can you celebrate without presence? That's what I say. I don't even worry at all, ever. I'm done with that. You know, I've seen it all. There's nothing to worry about, you know? It's like that song, that really beautiful song, Don't Worry, Be Happy, you know, the one that the fish sings. It's a good song with good life lessons right there. You know, when I die, I want to be dancing. I want to be singing. I want to be happy, and that's the only thing that I care about. Cobain said, come as you are. The choice is yours. Get it? Kurt Cobain, one of the Forever 27. Cobain, Jim Morrison, Janis Joplin, Jimi Hendrix, and of course Ronald C. McKiernan, a.k.a. Pigpen. They weren't, you know, they weren't happy on Earth because of their vices. But in death, in crossing over, they found happiness. And they can live a clean life on the other side. Playing together, jamming together, no longer bombarded by these malignant vices, their desires, temptations of drugs or alcohol or homosexual thoughts, all the things that were beckoning them to be freaky, they're not. They're not freaky now. To enter your new life, you have to leave your old life behind. That's just like one of the tenets of the ultimate happiness. And if it's worth it, man, leave that life behind, because it leads to meaning. It leaves meaning in the end, dip behind, and it leaves meaning the dip behind. If it leaves meaning, that crumbs cramps behind, and all I want to do is be alone with my thoughts, because someday I would like to get older and jam with those kind of heavies, and you know, when I'm married with my dad's approval, of course I will make love.
That's the voice of Little Psychic Jim. Earlier this year, Little Jim, along with 200 other psychics, vanished in the mountains of Niagara Falls while on a psychic retreat. The outing was led by a controversial religious sect called Isidorians, known locally as the Sunflower Cult, who farm water on the coast of the Niagara River. There was a moderate search for the missing party. Two dogs were sent in. But after 23 hours, the search was called off, as officials stated that it was no use, they were probably all dead. The mountains of Niagara Falls are treacherous, mostly because they are made up entirely of garbage. Many have gone missing in these massive old landfills before. There are trash holes that open up in the earth, spontaneous explosions, and wild animals. But to everyone's surprise,
Every single participant in the retreat, except for the 12 retreat leaders, recently returned home, safe and surprisingly gleeful, acting as if nothing happened. Rhonda LaHoyt was one of those who returned. Her husband, Ronnie LaHoyt, who runs a local kites and flags shop, says he was shocked when she walked through the front door, but was further perplexed when she crossed into the kitchen, quickly devoured a bowl of cereal, and hurried off to Bingo, giving him a kiss on the cheek on her way out.
Oh yeah, man, it was weird. I mean, it made sense at first that she'd be happy to be home, but something's up, man. She's just been in a good mood all the time. Doesn't mention having been gone or anything. She's not herself. She used to hate everything, man, a real crab. But now she loves everything. I even cooked her food that I know she hates, like shredded potatoes. And she devoured it, man. Said yummy. I asked her to work shifts for me at the shop, too, which she used to hate doing. But now she's all into it. We're the only kites and flags store where all of our flags can be used as kites, and all of our kites can be used as flags. And check this out, alright? Now that's a recording I took a couple of years ago of Rhonda breathing while she slept, alright? And now here's a new recording of Rhonda breathing that I took a few days ago. Totally different, right? Now, I always wish she'd be a little bit more cheerful in life. But now I miss her old, you know, what do you call it, misanthropical self. If you're happy all the time, you're just not paying enough attention, man.
Ronnie isn't alone in being concerned about their returned loved one. Little Psychic Jim's father, Big Psychic Jim, has also noticed an alarming uptick in positive vibes from his son. When Little Psychic Jim went missing, Big Jim tried to rely on his powers of intuition to find him. When that didn't work, he joined up with other psychics in the area. They all put their heads together, then put their hands around each other's shoulders, and shuffled in a counterclockwise motion, chanting ancient vision spells in order to unlock greater collective clairvoyance. But this didn't work either. It seems like they were being blocked by dark forces. But just when it all felt hopeless, there was a knock on the door. Like Ronnie's Rhonda, Jim's Jim returned home, full of life, laughter, and love, acting as if nothing was out of the ordinary. I asked Big Jim if he was happy that his son was alive.
Yeah. Of course, I'd rather have my son back home alive rather than missing and probably dead. But something happened out there, and I'm not sure I got all of my son back, to be honest. Something's still missing. My son was a bad kid, not gonna lie. Always getting in trouble. He was a snow and a face. Now everything's candy corn and bubbles with him. He's even taken up the ukulele. It seems to be the same with everyone who came out of those mountains. Everyone's just too well behaved. Everyone's just too damn nice. What the happened out there? Honestly, I'd just love to hear my boy swear again. Be a real problem once in a while.
All right, I gotta confess. So, like, she's got a bunch of these, you know, porcelain ponies. You know, they're like Beanie Babies, but they're porcelain and they're ponies. And I just wanna see if I can make her mad, man. So I like kicked them and stomped on him and jumped on them, broke them all up, you know. And she was just like, oh, that's all right. I was like, man, this sucks.
Sid Barrett, Keith Moon, Andy Gibbs, the effeminate Shannon Hoon. You wouldn't believe it, but I've met these people, and I've had good, clean fun with them. And I know they are happy and have no freaky demons left to slay. I know what you think. These people are dead, so how can it be true? How can this be true? What is the truth? Well, the world is a lot weirder and more complex than you can fit in a podcast. And there is a lot to see beyond those hills. I've heard the jam tape. And you know what? 1968. And somehow, I'm playing in the band. The flesh is not what a man eats, but what a man gives. There is sunshine even in the darkest hours. Okay? Oh, that would be like a great song, wouldn't it? Like something like, don't let go, don't you know, that the sun inside can shine in the darkest hours. The sun can shine. I'm talking about your personal soul shine in the darkest hours. Something like that, you know, like I could see like a real, like, ukulele and drums.
The mystery of the missing psychic seems only partially solved. Yes, they are home safe, but perhaps too safe, too happy, too content. And as for the 12 members of the Sunflower Cult who organized the hike into the mountains, they remain out there somewhere beyond where most are afraid to go, quite possibly with all the answers to the questions that remain. But more likely, they are probably dead. This is Barbara, and I hope we meet again.
You gotta try something.
You got a job at the radio station?
Oh, great, that place. It's dark and dirty and has, like, what, those three weirdos who work there?
Here's Sonic Youth with Antenna.
What's going on? What's going on? Don't you...
All right. Just one more time.
Radio.
This is Forest Radio Optimized in Special English on VOP, broadcasting at 12.05 and 6.11 megahertz. Welcome to the VOP Annual Optimism Roundup. In today's program, we tap the Global Happiness Index and explore what people around the world are most optimistic about this year. We also hear from a music scientist in Finland who tells us about the happiest chords and their profound effect. And from a man with an accent.
Please can't get worse.
VOP Optimism in Science Special English Report. Professor Erkki Ruohomäki's is a music scientist at Oulu University's Music Laboratories. He has spent a lifetime researching the effect of music on mood. Antoni Prinkki from our Finnish division reports.
Iloisimpia suuntia on etsit.
Throughout the history of music, the most happiest chords have been in constant church by composers and musicians. Music reflects the emotions of human beings, and the pursuit for well-being is seen also in the arts of music. With today's modern technology, it's easy to separate different frequencies, which causes the feelings of happiness or the feelings of sorrow. This has been proven with clinical research using dogs.
Olemme tämän todistaneet kliinisillä pyöräkokeilla.
As essential as the chords is the sequence of the chords.
Katsomme tässä nyt.
Now we are watching a basic C major chord on oscillator, and after C we play E minor, which quite surprisingly causes same feelings of happiness in the control group as the major chord. Then we carry on with this linear function to the G chord, and the sequence culminates in B major 5. So, this is the happiest chord sequence. But what is the saddest chord sequence then?
No.
Like often in science, many significant inventions have been discovered by accidentally. So was the case here in Oulu University. The researchers had an accident when recording dead chords. While taping the music, the notes were fed into the synthesizer in accidentally in opposite order, and when playing the wrong sequence to the dogs, they started to howl and whine, and after that they declined in apathetic state. So the conclusion is that the unhappiest chord sequence has exactly the same chords as the most happiest sequence, but in the opposite order.
Yliopistossa kuitenkin lakkauttaa, ja tällä hetkellä tutkimme revontulien sihinää.
Ah! optimism in the community. The optimist will declare that this world is half alive, while the pessimist will declare that the world is half dead. Of course, everyone else knows we're already dead. In today's program, Optimism in the Community.
Hello. An immigrant who spoke little English and let go of the old way. And the unexpected happened, with predictable results. For his lack of English kept him impoverished.
Hello. He spoke good English, but with an accent.
Hello.
Can you understand him?
No good.
Learning English?
Yeah, maybe.
You working?
Yeah, working. Hello.
What's so funny?
You talk weird. Listen to your stupid accent.
You miss your family, don't you? It's hard being alone.
Yeah, alone. Hard alone.
Do you speak English?
Yeah, maybe.
Do you understand me?
Yeah.
Do you earn much money?
Oh, yeah, so much money.
Speak English.
Hello.
What's he even saying?
Can you translate what he's saying?
As I'm an optimist, I'm going to make it real this year. To speak English fluently and to get a job.
Hello.
And improve speaking English. And visit Singapore and Malaysia on Facebook.
Hello.
I don't understand you. I don't want all this culture. Too much culture. Tearing us apart. Making us different. It's not fair that some people have so much culture and others have very little. We need to balance it out. Too much culture. Too much culture.
I'm optimistic that culture will be eradicated someday. Someday, there won't be any cultural differences.
No more culture.
No more culture.
No.
Culture is the culture of yesterday. No culture is the new culture. Anti-culture is the culture of tomorrow. Down with culture.
Down with culture.
Down with culture.
Culture.
Down with culture.
Up with hegemony.
Up with hegemony.
Down with culture.
Ha ha ha. English spoken.
Down with culture. I want culture to disappear.
Down with culture. Down with culture.
Multiculturalism is a vacuum. East and West will never work. Look at yourselves. It's a complete failure.
Down with culture.
Push you back into the sand.
To positive emotions.
So you might be asking,
Where are the happiest people on the planet?
Global tracking of happiness. Do you feel happy right now? Are you happy with your life as a whole?
As a whole. Focused on a person's life as a whole. Please share your happiness level and the happiness level of your country.
What they do, and they love their chicken and cans, and I agree with her because we were looking for easy. That sounded very interesting. At any rate, everybody's got a smile on their face.
You're welcome to the 21st century.
That's really the problem.
Woman and her daughter from Denver, Colorado, have created a huge flag from more than 3,000 pieces of high school students from across the country. The International Association of the Horrible Events say they want to use 3,000 pieces of the high school students in their remembrance ceremonies. They will remember the horrible events and will place 3,000 pieces of high school students in a pool of water.
Yeah, right on.
In the next few days, the United States says it will broadcast pieces of culture in a crowded area to help use countries that love democracy. Thursday.
Wow. Just wow. Just wow. Just wow. Just wow.
Fear and trembling. That's what this program celebrates. Now for broadcast around the Earth. Here is program number 3,259 in the series
Speak English.
This is NPR. Support for NPR comes from...
I find beauty in the ugly. I find life in decay. I find treasure in the discarded. I like old chairs and zombie films. That's why I'm moving to Homs, Syria with my urban exploration freegan anarcho-goth friends and joining ISIS. I can't wait to explore abandoned buildings and relish in all the decay that's out there while sticking it to the man. So dreamy. Fight for social justice, LGBT rights, sustainability, and progressive economic policy with ISIS. Sign up today at our Williamsburg, Brooklyn headquarters, located at 90 North 11th Street, Brooklyn, New York, 11249, just a few short blocks from the Bedford Avenue L train stop. ISIS.
And from MDMA TA Producer. It's not just music.